Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free. Use code CLAY in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, hour number two. By the way, we're going to talk with Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, at the bottom of this hour. And then in the third hour, Amber Smith. Buck, she's got a good book that is out, right, to break down.
On wokeness, Amber's an old friend. She was a Kiowa combat pilot in Afghanistan, worked under the Trump Department of Defense as an official, and wrote a book called Danger Close. Now she's got a new book out about wokeness in the military. She's a badass lady. You haven't met Amber? She's cool.
I don't think so. I don't think I have. So we will talk with them as well today. Okay. Another poll out this morning. Battleground poll, it says a lot of what many of these polls are saying. And so let me read the latest numbers to all of you as a prelude to this discussion. Trump was held in contempt of court today, $1,000 per contempt of court violation. That adds up to a total of $9,000. I'll get to Merchan reacting, the judge in this case, to that here in a moment. But these numbers that came out early this morning, I'm going to hit them all for you here. Arizona, Trump is up 4. Georgia, Trump is up 3. These are the 7 battleground states. This is according to Emerson and The Hill. Wisconsin, Trump up 2. Pennsylvania, Trump up 2. North Carolina, Trump up 5. Nevada, Trump up 1. Michigan, Trump up 1. Overall, when you add in a lot of third-party candidates, Trump's lead either stays the same or grows a bit. Again, that is all 7 swing states. We're effectively 6 months until the election as we sit here talking to all of you right now. It appears that the idea of lawfare is going to, unless something unexpected occurs, there's only going to be one case that actually goes to a jury before you are all able to go vote on November 5th. And that one is New York City. They have odds, gambling odds, up on a site called Polymarket, which I love checking. They basically allow you to wager on anything. Buck, to give you an idea, according to their website, they've taken $117 million so far in bets on who is going to be the presidential election winner. And right now, 44% say Trump, 44% say Biden at Polymarket, dead even. You can bet on whether you think that Trump will be convicted or not. According to this gambling market, there is an 80% chance that he will be found guilty of at least one felony in New York. That feels roughly accurate to me that there's about a 20% chance that there will either be a not guilty verdict or not a guilty verdict. That is a mistrial, that is a hung jury, something in that neighborhood. But I think as you look at all these numbers, and now that we're effectively to May, I said for a while, Buck, that to me, I want to know where this race is Memorial Day, because that's kind of the start of summer. I think a lot of people will tune out. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's June and July, a lot of vacations into early August. I know that the Republican National Convention will be happening then, and so will the DNC. But I think your average person, not your diehard political junkie like many of you are who are listening, they tune out. They got kids. They got grandkids. Summer break. You're on vacation. You're traveling. If Biden, these numbers are still where they are at Memorial Day, and so far nothing has really changed for months, I think there's going to be a full-on panic that starts to set in the Democrat Party. Because remember, they are spending a lot of money in these swing states trying to elevate Trump. Trump's not spending very much. They've got their trial that's underway right now. It seems to, if anything, be breaking in Trump's favor. How much panic do you think there is as we sit here on the eve of May and Trump is, I think, according to every poll, they could be wrong. It's always worth saying. But basically, according to every poll, Trump's in the lead.
Well, I think we would have expected to be having a conversation right now about how the polls are probably wrong in that they're so much in favor of Joe Biden. Right. If you a year ago, if you had to place bets. Because in the past, as we know, there has been a very clear tendency to underestimate via polling Donald Trump's popularity and his chances politically, 2016 being the best example of this. But now he's way out ahead in every single swing state. And I think at some point, the volume of data that all is pushing in the same direction becomes pretty irrefutable. It's not a polls up 5 and a polls down 2 and a margin of error poll here and there. There would have to be a systemic issue in American political polling across the board, which I think we believed existed when it came to Trump at one point, or at least they always, it was always margin of error, but favoring Hillary, right? It always favored Hillary, but it was margin of error. I think this time around, we have to see this for what it is. Donald Trump is out ahead of Joe Biden. That's not surprising when you look at what's going on. And I think that it's not like a sexy news story. It's not all the clicks. The persistent inflation issue, it sounds nerdy. This is a big problem. This hurts. And if the, people don't necessarily all hone in on the mechanism of this, I mean, the fact that rates are staying as high as they are. I mean, just think about for home buying purposes.
Yep.
A lot of people, they can't make that next home purchase. They can't afford the payments on a home that they would have been able to even a couple of years ago. And the longer this persists, I think the more the frustration builds up also with high prices. You know, these are systemic financial, economic issues that everyone's aware of, even if they don't understand necessarily all of the, you know, microeconomic mechanisms that are putting the stuff in place. It's a long way of saying the economy's not what it should be. Everyone sort of knows that, whether they're saying it out loud or not. And that is reflected in the polling data right now. I mean, we should have been out of the pandemic, Clay, like a rocket ship. It should have been. I was concerned. I remember I said it on the show. I was concerned in the early days of Biden that, oh, my gosh, all he has to do is not be a crazy person and not mess everything up because, you know, Pelosi's trying to say Trump destroyed all the jobs because of COVID. Yeah, that's not going to fly. But if everything's awesome, people don't care if it's not you that's making them awesome. You know, you get the credit whether you deserve it or not. We should be in an economy that is just flying. And instead, we're just being ground down. The people being ground down are those who are living month to month and paycheck to paycheck and trying to save a little and trying to get ahead. They can't. Because the government is eroding the dollars that they are being paid and raising the prices for food, gas, and housing.
You hit on something that I think is summed up by this descriptor that I read in the Wall Street Journal in the last couple of days. When Joe Biden came into the White House, a dollar was worth a dollar. March, February 2021. Your dollar is now worth 85 cents because of the massive inflation that all of us have experienced. I know you feel it, but that reference, everybody's dollar is worth 15% less since Joe Biden came into office. That explains why your dollar is not going as far. It's not your imagination every time you go through the checkout line at the grocery. It's not your imagination every time you take your kids or your grandkids to a fast food restaurant. It's not your imagination when you sit down. I'm staggered by what things cost. I took my 16-year-old out for a Chinese food on Sunday.
Hold on, quick pause. Your ultimate go-to Chinese order. You get one entree or appetizer, but you get one thing. What is it for you?
Because I'm trying to, it's a good question, because I'm trying to eat healthy now. It used to be, I love orange chicken. I'm a big orange chicken fan. It's not very healthy. So my son, who is young and healthy, ordered orange chicken, and I stole some of his orange chicken. I now get five-flavor shrimp because shrimp is way healthier and it's grilled as opposed to fried. So what about you?
General Tso's chicken. I could eat enough to give an elephant heartburn. Yeah. I mean, I need someone to pull it away from me. I can eat that General Tso's chicken until my hands are falling off.
This is our neighborhood Chinese place. It was me and him. We had wonton soup. I'm getting full disclosure, wonton soup and also some egg rolls, right? But not an ostentatious meal.
You didn't have an espresso martini with your egg roll.
Yeah, there's no alcohol involved, I think, because I'm a redneck. I had a Mountain Dew. He doesn't drink soda. I try not to drink soda very much. He had water. $57 for the two of us to have a Chinese meal. No delivery. We were sitting at the restaurant. $57. And I just look at that and I think to myself, I bet you remember this. Like, I've gotten used to how much meals cost, because sometimes I'll be on the road and as a single guy, that means I'm eating by myself, and I'll look and I can have a steak and I can have a beer and everything else, and the cost is not very much compared to having my wife and my three kids with me. I mean, where it's like everything's $150 or $200, it feels like now. But $57 for a Chinese meal, even I looked at that and I'm like, how is it possible that he and I for lunch just had a $57 Chinese meal?
I mean, look, it's possible because the price of things that have to be reflected in a way that you can see are going up, and they're going up because of the trillions of dollars that were spent unnecessarily. Remember, we spent trillions of dollars and dramatically reduced productivity at the same time. This is like an experiment in inflating your currency. And unfortunately, this is less of a, I'm just speaking the truth. It's probably going to get in trouble for this. Trump spent trillions of dollars in his last year, so this doesn't hit as hard. Biden's was just completely gratuitous. Trump's was done under the extreme situation of the early days of a pandemic. Biden came in, spent $2 trillion additionally, and then wanted to spend $5 trillion more. You know, Clay, I lived the life as an adult of somebody who was making a few thousand dollars a month in take home, had no assets, had no other income stream.
Yep.
And was spending, you know, 60%, I want to say, of my take home pay on rent. And the rest of all the money that I made was basically just going to, you know, food and like life necessities. If you raise those things, if you raise the price of, you know, gas and electricity, rent, food, 15%, somebody who's living off of, let's call it $4,000 a month in take home pay, which is a pretty, you know, that's kind of in the realm of standard in the cities, standard, maybe middle class, maybe hoping to be middle class situation. You know, you're looking at a substantial increase of your monthly expenses. And that's just every month. And the problem with inflation, Clay, is when they talk about more inflation, it's just getting worse. Right. It's the inflation piled on top of the inflation that you already have. So you are on it's like you're a hamster on a treadmill and you keep trying to run faster and they keep making it's not a treadmill. What is it? The wheel. They keep treadmills. This is a fancy hamster. He's got like a top hat and a monocle. No,
yes.
It's a hamster on this wheel, and the wheel keeps going faster and faster and faster, and you can't keep up with it.
I think that's how many people feel. And inflation is a tax that is most often borne by people who have to live on a day-to-day basis. The wealthier you are, the less inflation impacts you. But if you're living on a paycheck-to-paycheck basis, it's why 40% is what the Wall Street Journal said recently. Since Biden became president, fast food meals have gone up 40%. And that is embedded. Imagine if they talked about inflation over years as opposed to monthly, because the 10% inflation is there forever.
And who does that hit the most and the hardest right away when you think about it? The people that are the most sensitive to fast food costs as a general matter are the people who are being hurt the most by these trends in the economy, which are policy decisions out of their control,
yes,
made by people who aren't affected and don't feel the pain the same way because they have assets. The assets get inflated along with the other prices. It is the wage earning. And I don't like this working class. I mean, a lot of people work. The wage earning class, or rather people that live off of wages and not assets, they are trapped in this mess. And what does Biden offer? More government handouts, which makes the whole cycle worse, makes the whole cycle just expand.
It used to be that gas prices were what got people angry, because you know what gas should cost. You notice the difference when you're standing there filling up your car. I notice the difference when I go through Costco, how long the line gets. The longer, the higher gas prices get, the longer the lines get at my local Costco.
Do you have this, Carrie, when she gets back from Costco, she's like, she's all super nice to me. And I've realized this is just, she's all like batting her eyelashes and so great to see you, honey. And I'm just, she just doesn't want me to see that Costco receipt, Clay.
Yeah.
She's doing damage at Costco.
It's a lot. And then I get the Costco car wash. But now I feel like it's not only people being angry about gas prices, because gas prices are constantly fluctuating. Everything has gone up so much so fast that every time you buy anything, you're furious.
You know, Mother's Day is less than 2 weeks away, and it's a great time to celebrate and celebrate and recognize the sacrifices that countless moms are making across the country. Moms are so important in our lives. And, you know, those sacrifices often start because of difficulties during pregnancy. And there are few organizations out there that do more to help pregnant moms than the Preborn Network of Clinics. Preborn's clinics exist exclusively to offer love and support to pregnant moms who are scared and alone and might even be under pressure from people around them to make the choice of abortion for their child. When a distressed mother comes into Preborn, she is welcomed with warmth, love, and open arms. She's offered a free ultrasound to hear and see the precious life inside her, and so often she will choose life. This Mother's Day, you can help bring life to both a mother in need and an at-risk baby. One ultrasound is only $28. Preborn relies on donations to provide the services they do. If you have the means, make a tax-deductible contribution. It goes toward helping mothers make the right decision for life. Using your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Sponsored by Preborn.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the problem.
We didn't
realize
it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. 5 ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue 5 babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. We've got some calls. Sam in Louisiana wanted to get you in. What's up, Sam?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Great show as usual. You know,
Thank you. We talk
about oil, and some people relate it to the price of gas. There are over 8,000 plus items that is made from oil products. Paint, lipstick, tires, shoes, tennis shoes. Go down a line. People always think about gasoline prices. Go to the grocery store, the packaging that your meat comes in. The meat that's produced has to have fertilizer. The vehicles have to have gasoline and diesel. It just goes on and on and on. And all these presidents going out here doing these handouts right now, how you think they live in $14 or $15 million homes when they leave office? If they're not getting a kickback some kind of way through the back door, through the grass or something, it's out there.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sam. What you said about energy prices, absolutely true. Half of petroleum that we use goes to products, not to gas.
I love that Cajun accent, and I'll point out, ain't a lot of people who go into politics and end up bankrupt. Just pointing it out. Ended up living in pretty good houses. Price Picks. So you want to live in a good house, maybe you can have some fun playing NBA with the postseason going on. NHL postseason going on. Major League Baseball every night. I was up late last night watching LeBron lose and watching my Braves give up a walk-off home run to the Mariners. I was playing a little Prize Picks. You can play in Florida. You can play in Georgia. You can play in Texas. You can play in California. If you're feeling left out, they'll put $100 into your account if you deposit $100 from phenomenal offer. All you need to do is go to prizepicks.com, use my name and sign up, and you get $100. That's prizepicks.com. My name, Clay.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are scheduled in the near term here and are now joined by the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. He is with us from New York City, where I believe he has spent part of today so far with Donald Trump, who is in the courtroom today in New York City dealing with the insane lawfare that is continuing to play itself out there. And you got a bunch you want to talk about with us, and we appreciate you coming on, Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. But I actually want to start with you. You have been through, maybe more than almost anyone, lawfare of an unprecedented degree with people coming after you in the state of Texas. Have you talked about that with Trump, walked through what happened to you, and is there any lesson that you can draw from what happened to you that you think could be applied to what Trump is going through right now?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was literally just talking to him, and I walked out, we're eating lunch, to go get on this radio show. And that's something we've talked about often, about how many times since I've been in office, how many times they've come after me. And the goal is they try to wear you down. They try to drain you of your resources. They try to use the media to force you to resign without ever proving anything. And they just, it is so frustrating that we're having to deal with this. And I'm sitting here listening to this trial today, and I'm like, this is just a waste of time, weeks and weeks of just wasting people's time and putting President Trump under stress that he shouldn't have to be under. It's sad. Sitting here thinking it's just sad that we're at this place in our country where the left uses the court system not to promote justice, not to enforce the rule of law, but to try to take out political opponents. And that's exactly what they're doing to him. They've done it to me.
Attorney General Paxton, thanks for being with us. What are your hopes here as you're observing firsthand what's going on in New York? If the system is going to maintain any sense of integrity and if people are going to be able to have any belief in its fairness going forward, clearly you can't get a guilty verdict against Donald Trump, because that would just be giving the lawfare crowd exactly what they want. But are there any things that we should expect in terms of what the Trump defense is going to be putting forward, either as claims or as motions in the court, that you think could help bring about at least a hung jury, if not an acquittal?
So I'm not necessarily part of their legal strategy. I just wanted to come show support for the president and then speak out generally on the issue of what's going on here. I mean, we know that he's in a place where it's difficult to win. He's got a judge that is probably
not. How's he? Well, then tell me this. How's he doing? I mean, you know, if you don't want to get into the strategy aspect of it, I mean, how's his state of mind? The whole thing, it just must be like he's living in some Kafka nightmare.
Well, look, I think it's frustrating to him that he can't get on the campaign trail. He's running for, I mean, think about it. They timed this so that he would occur while he's running for president of the United States. This didn't happen 3 years ago. This didn't happen 2 years ago. It didn't even happen a year ago. It's happening right now, right before a presidential election. And I think that's very, very frustrating to him. But I will say this, he's a very upbeat guy, despite the fact that they are trying to destroy his life. So, I mean, literally, he's one of the most upbeat people I've ever met, and he's so resilient. I'm really proud of him.
We're talking to the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. Right now, in addition to the lawfare that's going on with Trump, you've got all sorts of craziness breaking out on university campuses, just up the road from where you guys are now at Columbia, but also back in the state of Texas at the University of Texas at Austin, and I believe at Rice, among others. What should happen to anti-Israel protesters in your mind? And how much would you like to have the authority to resolve what's going on at Columbia and NYU right now? How easy would it be to apply the law and end these protests if Blue City and Blue State attorney generals and law enforcement were willing to do so?
Yeah, there's a big difference between exercising your First Amendment rights. I think everybody has a right to speak on whatever they want to speak about, until you start threatening other people and you start causing harm to other people, like blocking roads. They should never be allowed to block roads. They should be arrested. If they're putting people at risk, they're slowing down transportation. There are places you can protest, and people should have every right to have their beliefs and say what they believe. This is a free country, and we have a First Amendment. But when you start threatening other people and you start causing harm to other people, you should be arrested for that harm. And that's not happening in this country now.
There's a report out, and I don't know if you've gotten this report yourself or if you have some idea of it, but this is Lily Kepner. I shared this on Twitter. A source at University of Texas Austin tells me of the 77 arrests at yesterday's protest, 46 were not Texas students. I believe that's around 60% of the arrests, not Texas students. When you see these protests happening all over the place, and you see a lot of these green pup tents suddenly emerge all over the place as well, a lot of our listeners, a lot of us think there's a lot of money being put behind this. These are not oftentimes college kids, if these numbers are accurate at Texas. How much of this is a nationwide issue? And should there be an investigation into who's funding these protests and how these all came about? Because it sure feels very organized that this would suddenly emerge so rapidly, so many different places.
Yeah, and it reminds me very much of what happened when we had the BLM protests and the Antifa protests. As we well know now, many of these people were being paid to come into different cities and states to do the protests. They weren't just organic protests. So, yeah, I'd love to know what's going on. I'd love to know who's behind these, what I would call non-organic protests that are being organized by somebody in a central location.
Speaking to Attorney General Ken Paxton of state of Texas, AG for the state of Texas, do you think that these protests are likely to continue on in the places that they seem to have, at least so far, had the greatest resonance? I mean, to me, as it gets warmer, especially in places like New York and D.C., these people have no incentive other than to continue on what they're doing, right? They seem to love the attention. Maybe they don't love the pepper spray, but they love the attention.
Well, look, I think it depends on how we treat it in individual locations. I think if you watched what happened with BLM and Antifa, eventually, you know, it went away, but it had a dramatic impact on some of our cities. I've seen, you know, I saw a lot of businesses shut down. I've seen, you know, hotels shut down. So I don't, in the long run, if we don't address it, the places that don't address it, they end up suffering the greatest consequences, negative consequences, for not dealing with real issues that affect business and commerce and people's safety.
Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton with us. He's with Trump. Tell by President Trump that Buck and Clay say hi and that we need to get him on the show again soon. By the way, when you go back in,
I'm going to go say that to him.
I appreciate that. All right. So you also are filing a lawsuit regarding Title IX. I know you're a big sports fan. Buck and I watched the Texas Alabama game a couple of years with you down in Austin. The idea, and I'm sure you're like me, you can't believe that this is the world we're in, where I'm sure you saw OutKick asked Dawn Staley, hey, should men be able to identify as women and play women's sports? And she said yes. And now the Biden administration basically has endorsed Dawn Staley's perspective with their new Title IX law application. What are you trying to do to ensure that men don't get to identify as women and dominate women's sports and also, frankly, use women's locker rooms and take over places that otherwise would belong to women?
Yeah, it's pretty clear what Congress intended here. They designed Title IX to protect women's sports, to give women an opportunity to compete, to have resources, you know, go to them, allocated and dedicated to women's sports. As a father of three daughters, now women, you know, I thought it ended up being a great deal for my daughters. Here we have a situation that's just the opposite. They're rewriting law without going through Congress and changing the allocation to men to compete against women, which is one, unfair, and two, is a violation of federal law and the violation of his ability. He's not allowed under the Constitution, I'd say him, Joe Biden. He's not allowed to just change the law. These are laws put in place by elected representatives. So we're suing him because we don't think he has the authority to do this. If Congress did it, it'd be a different story.
Attorney General Paxton, appreciate you being with us. Thanks so much, sir.
Have a great day.
All right. Make your Mother's Day celebration a lively one with a great gift that involves the entire family. Digitize all of her old media like VHS tapes, cassettes, film reels, even print photos with the help of Legacy Box. Not only will mom be able to rewatch memories she probably hasn't seen in decades, but she'll also be able to easily share and post them too. And she can keep them preserved since old media is degrading over time, but digital media is forever. This Mother's Day, Legacy Box is offering 60% off their regular prices. It's a great time to take advantage of this amazing service. Don't worry, after digitizing all of mom's memories, Legacy Box returns everything with the brand new digital files. 1.5 million families have relied on Legacy Box, including my family and Clay's family. So instead of being like, what am I going to do for Mother's Day? We're giving you your best go-to option as a Mother's Day gift right now. LegacyBox.com/buck. That's the website you want to go to get this process started. It's super easy. And I know the Legacy Box founders, these guys, their whole team, they're awesome. They love what they do, and they bring smiles to so many people who use Legacy Box. So make it a smiley Mother's Day. Go to LegacyBox.com/buck. That's LegacyBox.com/BUCK for their best Mother's Day sale ever, 60% off.
Keep up with Clay and Buck's campaign coverage with 24, a Sunday highlight reel from the week. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this. That's
the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And, and then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives. And every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
All right, welcome back. Clay... Clay, my friend, start drinking some Crockett coffee. You're going to need it. Go to CrockettCoffee.com to subscribe for all of you out there. Get $60 worth. You get free shipping and become a part of this celebration of American history. Davy Crockett, the pioneer spirit. It's also just delicious. We drink it. I drink it every day. Clay drinks it every day. Clay needs to drink a little Crockett coffee that'll get ready for what's coming his way. He made a little offhand remark about a Cajun accent, and now our inbox is full of people that are saying the following. Damon writes, Clay, that's not a Cajun accent that caller Sam from Louisiana had. It is a classic New Orleans accent, which is often mistaken for a New York accent by people from outside New Orleans. So I think the Cajun accent is like, here we go. I'm going to get banned from all Cajun sounding areas. I guarantee more alligator in the bayou, right? Like, isn't
that's
that
pretty
cake?
Good? That's pretty. Thank I you. Mean, we got a ton of these. I will say, here's some others. That wasn't a Cajun. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
AJ says that wasn't a Cajun accent. That was a New Orleans Ninth Ward or Chalmatian Yat accent. Wayne says, okay, so people are fired up about, Wayne had something else he was fired up about. I have never in my life ever done anything in media where people are more obsessed with pronunciation and grammar than this show. I've done radio now for, what, almost 20 years, and I don't know that I've ever gotten a grammar or pronunciation email. This audience is obsessed with grammar and pronunciation. And it's not just that I'm a total hick, although literally I just got this email. It's hard to believe you graduated from law school and speak like a hick. Thank you, Neil, for that email. But I'm honest about this. I've never seen anything like it. And Allie, you want to come up here. You say this was an obsession. Rush got these emails all the time from people complaining about pronunciation.
We need someone to call him. In who is willing to just admit that they have like a full on, like, I go fishing for all the crawdad in the swamp, like a real, we need a real Cajun accent now to compare this to.
By the way, criticizing me for not distinguishing correctly between New Orleans and Cajun accent, that's a pretty close geographic area. I would think there's probably a decent overlap there a little bit.
I get lit up all the time by people who say, I think some of you think I sound like I'm from New York, but people say that I don't have a New York accent, and I always have to tell them no. New York has many accents even within the city. Like, think of England. People who really know England know there are Liverpool accents, Birmingham accents, Newcastle, London, Cockney. There's all these. It's not that big of a place. And they've got, like, dozens of regional accents that are very distinct. I mean, Liverpool. You listen to the Beatles and listen to, like, Hugh Grant. Sounds very different. I have a Manhattan accent. But what they think of as a New York accent in much of the country would be more of a Queens, Long Island, and even Staten Island accent, regionally speaking. And this is a thing. I mean, this is just the way it is. So Clay, I'm sorry that you're getting lit up by the Cajuns, and Allie, they are raging at you.
And well, Clay, Rush indeed. Would lean into it. We had a whole list of funny words that people would correct him on, and where you guys are going this week. I can't even say it, but he had a funny
Louisville.
Way of, right.
Yeah, we're going to Louisville. But that's the way that I would pronounce it in the South. But so, Allie, this was like, do you think this is just a natural derivation of Rush refusing to pronounce the things the way people want it, and it's grown from there? Because I'm not lying. I have never heard such an obsession with pronunciation and with grammar from any audience anywhere else in all of media. Do you think Rush just stoked it and grew it? Like, because you've been with him, you were with Rush for 20 years. You saw this all the time, too.
I saw it all the time, and I just assumed this is how it was on every radio show, to be honest with you.
I asked you during the break, Buck, because you did evenings on many of these same stations. Did you get those emails before you were with me on this show?
I mean, look, it's a small percentage there's so many people that write in to be so nice and supportive. Some people are a little bit like the sticklers for grammar. We get grammar sticklers and we get pronunciation sticklers, but that's, you know, they're just trying to help. They're trying to help in their own way. I guarantee.
I never have seen anything like it. And I'm kind of fascinated by it because I'm thinking, is it a conservative radio thing? Is it because sports? I mean, maybe it's just if you can read a score correctly, like the standard for what your speech patterns are going to be are relatively low. But Kamala Harris can't talk. Joe Biden can't talk. George W. Bush wasn't exactly the most gifted speaker on the planet. We've had a lot of poor communicators elected president of the United States, regardless of politics.
We have to maintain a very high standard here. You know, we got very big shoes we're filling here, trying to, and we got to maintain a very high standard. I welcome the critiques as long as they're directed at Clay. I think it's fantastic. So send in as many critical emails of pronunciation. Just make sure you address it C-L-A-Y at the top, and we'll make sure we get it all fixed.
In the meantime, what do you got for us at the top of the next hour, Buck?
Oh, man, I wanted to dive into the hug it out moment between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. And I think this is a symbol of good things to come with GOP unity. I think it's certainly
kumbaya. You buy into the kumbaya moment. You think that DeSantis and Trump and their supporters, they're all coming together in one big happy family.
I can't speak to everybody in terms of where supporters are going to be on this one, but I just remember saying, we know this about Trump. There's always room on the Trump train if you're trying to help it get to the right destination. He allows everybody on the train, even those who have tried to divert the train, perhaps. So we'll talk about DeSantis, Trump. I love seeing these two working on the same direction. We'll discuss.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.